Hello out there from me in here. It's Sunday, folks. Sunday the 31st of March. And for those who celebrate it, it is, of course, Easter Sunday. So a huge happy Easter to everyone out there. I hope your day is filled with just the right amount of chocolate. This is Yotto Daily, by the way, if you are new around here. And each and every single day, we like to bring you something fresh and new to listen to. It might be a game, or some jokes, or some facts to learn. Or it might be a little bit of drawing, because that's what I thought we could do today. 10 minutes or so of peaceful, mindful drawing. And because it's Easter for many people, I thought we could draw some Easter eggs. Yes, a few colourful, patterned Easter eggs. So if you like the sound of that, then I will give you a few mini moments to gather what you need. Grab a piece of paper, some pens, pencils, nice, colourful crayons. The colourfuller, the better. That's not a word, by the way. The more colourful, the better. There we go, that's better. And I'll see you just after this short little bit of music. Hello again. Hopefully you are set up and ready to do a bit of drawing with me. So I've got my paper landscape. So the long edge is running across and the shorter one's running down. And I'm going to keep it pretty simple, folks. Pretty simple. I'm going to draw some Easter eggs. As simple as that. Some nice big Easter eggs on my page, and then take the time to decorate them and make them colourful and patterned and all kinds of things. You can try and follow what I say, or, hey, just have me on and do your own patterns and colours. It's up to you, of course. Okay, so my first egg down the bottom left-hand side, I'm going to draw, well, an egg shape. So it's not quite a circle, is it? It's more narrow at the top, and then it comes round and a bit fatter at the bottom. So a nice big egg shape I'm drawing in the bottom left-hand corner of my page. And this first one, I think, is going to have kind of zigzag lines on it, okay? So I'm going to draw lines that go across like a zigzag. So they go up and down and up and down and up and down. And I'm going to draw another one just next to that because I'm going to colour that zigzag in, if that makes sense. So I'm going to follow that first line I've drawn up, and down, right the way across. And I'm going to do that all the way down my egg. So there's going to be, four or five zigzag lines covering my egg. But they are thick lines that I'm able to colour in. I hope I'm making sense. I'm just going to take a moment to draw those zigzags. Down, up, and down, and then following that one again, close to it, down to make it a nice big thick line. Super. Couple more. Super. So I've got a nice egg with zigzag lines running all the way across it. Now I need to make it colourful, of course. So I'm going to colour the zigzags in a couple of different colours. I'm going to take my, I'm going to take my purple and I'm going to colour in one of the zigzags purple. Then I'm going to miss a zigzag and colour that one purple. And then miss another one and colour that one purple. And then the ones in between I'm going to colour in a different colour. Maybe I'll choose green. So I've got purple and green zigzags running across this egg. I'm going to take a moment now to colour those in. Of course, choose whatever colours you fancy. It is up to you, my friends. The largest ever chocolate Easter egg weighed 7,200 kilograms. Wowzers, that's almost 16,000 pounds. And had a circumference, that means all the way around, of nearly 20 metres. It was huge. That record was achieved in Italy in 2011. Massive, huge egg. Okie dokie, good stuff. Super. Okay, I've coloured my zigzags in, but now I need to colour the rest of the egg in. I want it to be nice and colourful. So in between the zigzags, the rest of the egg, I'm going to colour that a nice yellow. Okay, so I've got my yellow out, and I'm just going to take a few moments to colour that in yellow. Okay, lovely stuff. There's my first egg. I'm going to draw another one now. So next to that egg, I'm going to draw another egg shape. So slightly thinner at the top, but then coming down with that fatter bottom there. Good old egg shape. And on this one, I think I'm going to make it nice and spotty. Yes, I'm going to draw some spots on my egg. But first of all, I'm going to draw some lines across it. So it's going to be striped with spots on. Okay, so I'm just going to draw some lines across my egg. Just single lines, quite far apart, so I've got space to fill in with some nice bright spots in a moment. So there we go, a simple striped egg now. And then I'm going to fill it in with different spots. So I'm going to draw along those stripes some round circles. And around they go, round they go. Filling in those stripes with some nice round circles. Oh, actually, I think I'll draw circles in one stripe. And then I'll miss a stripe. And then I'll draw circles in the next stripe. And then I'll miss a stripe, and then I'll draw circles in the next one, if that makes sense. Again, do as you do. It's up to you. It's your art. There's no right or wrong answers. But this is what I'm going for. Excellent stuff. Super. And now I need to make it nice and colourful again. So I'm going to take my colours. I've got my red this time. And the stripes that don't have circles in, that don't have spots in, I'm going to colour red. So nice red stripes. Okay, so red stripe. Colouring that in now. These are the stripes without circles in. The most expensive chocolate egg ever sold was £7,000. That's $11,000. Wowzers. Imagine an Easter egg that cost that much money. I wonder why it was so expensive. Okay, so those are my nice red stripes, and now I'm going to focus on my circles, my dots. So I'm going to make them a nice blue colour. So I've got a light blue, and I'm going to colour in the first line of spots, a nice light blue. So I'm just going to fill in those circles, the first line of circles, super duper. Nice, calmful, peaceful, mindful drawing today. Nothing too complicated. We're just drawing shapes and patterns and colouring in. Nice. Great, and then my next line of spots, I'm going to do a different colour. So I've got red, I've got blue, and I'm taking out my green again. So I'm going to colour the next line of spots green. So round and round I go, colouring in those spots. A nice green colour. Excellent stuff. Good, 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 good. Okay, I've got another line of spots to do on my egg. You may have filled yours in already, but I've got one more down the bottom here, and I'm going to colour those in purple. So I've got purple out again. Nice purple to fill in those final spots on my colourful Easter egg. my stripy spotted Easter egg. Magnificent. I'm going to leave that one for a moment then. I'm going to leave that one as it is. I've left some white on there, the behind the spots, but I think that's okay. It looks pretty good. It's nice and colourful enough. I'm going on to my next egg. I'm going to draw another one. So next to that one, another nice big egg shape. Round I go. Lovely stuff. And I'm going to do this one slightly differently. I'm going to get... So I've got a kind of light... It's almost turquoisey. So it's a kind of light turquoise colour. And I'm just going to take the time to shade it in quite lightly, the whole egg. And then I'm going to do the patterns on top of that. So I'm just going to take a moment now to do a kind of light shading across the whole of that egg. Nothing too dark. But I'm going to fill in the whole egg to begin with, colouring it a nice light turquoise colour, taking a few moments to do that. Anyone having an Easter egg hunt this weekend? Ooh, exciting times. Well, get this, the largest Easter egg hunt consisted of 501,000 eggs. Ho ho! Yes, and they were searched for by 9,753 children, accompanied by their parents at Cypress Gardens Adventure Park in Florida. Wow, over 500,000 eggs. Imagine that. No chance of anyone missing any eggs there, I think. Super. Okie dokie. Now I'm going to get a nice pink colour. I've got my pink out and I'm going to do spirals all over this egg. So it's quite fun drawing spirals. You start in the middle and then you go round and out slightly wider each time as you go further out, a nice spiral shape. Not too big because I want to do a few different ones across the egg. So I'm going to fill it in with pink spirals now. Start in the middle and then you come out a little bit and round and then wider and round and then wider and round and you've got yourself a nice spiral. Making it a bit thicker with my pink, just so it stands out nicely on that turquoise egg. Lovely, lovely stuff. My spirals all around. You can do different colours again. A reminder, just do as you like. A few moments to finish off a few more spirals. Make them nice and thick so they look good. Ah, great. Okay, I'm going to do a couple more eggs. So I've got three kind of across the bottom of my page and I'm going to do two above them now. So I'm going to do one just between the first two eggs above. Another egg shape, round I go, and in at the top. And now this one, I'm going to draw kind of diagonal stripes on this one. I had my stripy one in the middle there. The stripes went across, but this time the stripes are going diagonally across the egg. So starting in the top right-hand corner of the egg and coming down, and then another stripe coming down, diagonally down across my egg. These are quite thin stripes, actually, so I want it really stripy, this one. So I'm drawing lots of lines diagonally across my egg to make lots of thin stripes, because I'm going to make this one super, super colourful. I'm going to just do all kinds of colours, kind of rainbow colours across this one, diagonally striped, running from top right to bottom left. Lots of lines now. I've got my stripes in place, and then I just need my colours, and I'm going to take moments now to fill in those stripy lines across. Any colours I choose, maybe I'll even just pick them at random and colour that in. I want it to be super, super colourful. but it's going to take me a little while to fill in those stripes. So I'll do that now. Fill in those stripes. Any colours you like, make it super, super, super colourful. How about this record? The record for the largest Easter egg tree. Easter egg tree, so that's basically a tree with loads of Easter eggs dangling from it. Well, that was set in Germany in 2007, and they had 76,596 painted hen's eggs dangling from a tree. Gosh, yes, I'm looking at a picture of it now. It looks great. So loads and loads of eggs all dangling from a tree. Over 76,000 of them painted hen's eggs, actual eggs. Nice and colourful, though, of course. Super. Okay. I'm doing well here. I've just got a few more colourful lines to fill in. I like this one because it's very bright, very colourful, and I like the kind of randomness of the colours. Okie dokie. I'm going to draw my final egg now. Next to that one, round I go, final egg shape. And this one is going to have wavy lines across it, okay? So kind of waves. Starting at the top, the lines go down and up and into a point like a wave, and then down and up and into a point like a wave, and down and up. Cross the egg like that. So wavy lines. I'm drawing about, again, four or five lines. So they're not as thin as the last stripes that I just did. Thicker spaces in between the lines. Nice wavy lines going across. Excellent. And then in between those, kind of in the waves, in the dip of the wave, I'm going to draw little circles as well. So a little circle in each dip of the wavy line that I've just drawn. I hope that makes sense. Super. Nice. Okie doke. There we go. So lots of little circles in between my wavy lines. And once again, now to make it nice and colourful, get back out my colours. And I think each of my spots on this one is going to be a different colour as well. I'm going to make it nice and bright. I'm going to do those spots first. Excellent. Any colours you like. And my final record today is about a real bunny. Yes, a big real-life bunny, a Flemish giant rabbit who was measured at over 4 feet long. Wowzers. 129 centimetres, this rabbit. Absolutely huge. Owned by Annette Edwards here in the UK. Big old rabbit. Okay, I've coloured my spots in on this one. And now I'm going to fill in the bits between my wavy lines. Making those nice wavy lines first, I'm going to make them quite a dark blue colour. So I'm going to make those thicker, nice dark blue across those wavy lines. There we go. And then I'm just going to shade in any spaces on this one. Pink, I think. Yes, I'm getting my pink back out. A nice light pink to fill in the rest of that one. Take a few moments to finish off, folks. Finish off your eggs. Take the time. Relax. Enjoy your last few mindful moments of colouring in. Ah, there we go, folks. Thank you so much for drawing along with me today. If you'd like to share your pictures with me, then grown-ups, you need to head to Yotto Space. That's where you can upload them to the Yotto Daily page on there, yotto.space. And I love to take a look at all your draw-along pictures on there. I really do. Good stuff, folks. Thanks again. That was Yotto Daily on today, Sunday, the 31st of March, the final day of March. How about that? And if today happens to be your birthday, I hope it's magnificent. I hope it's spectacular. I hope you have the best birthday you've ever had. Simple as that. I hope it's the best one yet. Happy, happy birthday to you. Other people with a birthday today? Well, there's movie actors Christopher Walken, Colin Farrell, and Ewan McGregor. He played Obi-Wan Kenobi in Star Wars. It's their birthdays today. And on this day, back in 1889, a little bit of maths. That is 135 years ago. The Eiffel Tower was inaugurated. It was completed and opened. The Eiffel Tower, yes, one of the most famous landmarks in the world. It took 2 years, 2 months, and 5 days to build and was inaugurated, was opened today, 31st of March in 1889. Fabulous stuff. Thank you very much, folks. See you tomorrow for another Yotto Daily.